And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 1st of May, 2015. May Day, celebrated in many countries as Labor Day. It was in 1886, May Day. Unions around the country went on strike in support of an 8-hour workday. It was a big national holiday in the Soviet Union. And in many places, a celebration of spring and fertility. In medieval England, people gathered flowers to bring in the May. They put up a maypole. The Celts built bonfires on May Day. In Germany, it was the day of a pagan festival that was assimilated by the Christian church and turned into the feast day of St. Walpurgis. And the night before, Walpurgisnacht, still celebrated in parts of rural Germany as a kind of Valentine's Day. 1786, on this day, Mozart's opera The Marriage of Figaro had its premiere in Vienna. Story of a single day in the palace of Count Almaviva, who tries to seduce Susanna, who's the young fiancée of the court valet Figaro. The cast for opening night of The Marriage of Figaro included an Irish tenor named Michael Kelly, who later wrote, "I can still see Mozart dressed in his red fur hat, trimmed with gold, standing on the stage with the orchestra at the first rehearsal, beating time for the music. The players on the stage and in the orchestra were electrified." It was on this date in 1840 the first official adhesive postage stamp was issued. In Great Britain, up until then, the recipient of a letter paid for the postage. But many people refused, and the calculation of postage had to be figured out, number of sheets of paper, the distance between sender and recipient. And with the adhesive postage stamp, the sender paid, and there was one price. Queen Victoria's picture was on the stamp, and because Britain was the first to use postage stamps, they've never put the name of the country on them, just a picture of the reigning monarch. 1707, on this date, the Acts of Union joined the kingdoms of England and Scotland into the Kingdom of Great Britain. They'd had a single monarch for 100 years since Queen Elizabeth I died childless. James VI of Scotland became James I of England. The Acts of Union combined their two parliaments into one. And it was on this date, 1931, the Empire State Building opened to the public. Here's a poem for today by Charles Bukowski entitled The Great Escape. "Listen," he said, "you ever seen a bunch of crabs in a bucket?" "No," I told him. "Well, what happens is that now and then one crab will climb up on top of the others and begin to climb toward the top of the bucket. Then, just as he's about to escape, another crab grabs him and pulls him back down." "Really?" I asked. "Really," he said. "And this job is just like that. None of the others want anybody to get out of here. That's just the way it is in the Postal Service." "I believe you," I said. Just then the supervisor walked up and said, "You fellas were talking. There is no talking allowed on this job." I had been there for 11 1/2 years. I got up off my stool and climbed right up the supervisor, and then I reached up and pulled myself right out of there. It was so easy. It was unbelievable. But none of the others followed me. And after that, whenever I had crab legs, I thought about that place. I must have thought about that place maybe 5 or 6 times before I switched to lobster." The Great Escape by Charles Bukowski, from Sifting Through the Madness for the Word, the Line, the Way, published by Echo Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.